2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I mean, I love our jobs. The jobs we have are very unique.
Right.
And I hope we never take that for granted. But I know it's easy for us to take it for granted. We've been doing it for so long.
No, we're very lucky.
I love it.
My question is this, guys. If, let's say, we were restaurant health inspectors.
Yeah.
We had to go from restaurant to restaurant to look for, you know, problems, things that, you know, needed attention, things that could be, you know, making people sick or whatever. Would we love doing that as much as we love doing what we do here?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
No. I don't think so.
Brody would.
Okay, yeah. Well, here we go. Around the 15-minute morning show podcast table is Gandhi.
Hello.
And there's Scary.
Hi.
There's Dave Brody.
Hello.
There's Good American Garrett.
Yep.
And there's Daniel Monero.
Hello.
And then yours truly. So, yes. Do people really enjoy their jobs if it's something like inspecting restaurants or washing cars?
I think it depends on the type of person. I personally would not like it because I know I would be ruining people's days all the time, and I wouldn't like to do that. I picture Brody loving it, going in there and being like, nope, this is 2 degrees too cold, you're done.
Oh, getting paid to find fault with restaurants? Yeah. I'm all about it.
Oh my God. Okay.
But I've done that.
Yeah. What about the people who write tickets for cars who haven't paid for the meter? You know what I'm saying?
The type of person you are. I think some people get off on it.
Taking money away from people.
I think that's such a stressful job because when people come out and find you doing that to their car, they start cursing at you and screaming at you. I think you go home so stressed out from that
Probably.
Job.
But wait, Garrett, what do you mean they have no soul?
Because I've been in the situation where the guy starts writing the ticket and he's handwriting the ticket. So I'm right there and he goes, well, you're 4 minutes over. 4 minutes. Now you can't account for an elevator getting stuck or the fact that maybe I was in the bathroom and I had to run out. And
I would assume that some would let you go and some won't.
But when you have a conversation with some of those people that are writing the tickets, they have a blank stare on their face. Like,
so do they enjoy their jobs?
I don't think they do.
See, I don't know.
I think some of them do and some of them don't.
Okay, yeah. We should open this up on the radio show tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, what do you do that people assume you hate doing? But you really love it.
Like, I would think people who have to clean the porta potties would absolutely hate their jobs.
Well, then again, what if they worked with other, you know, porta potty cleaning people and they love working with them? You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
Because, you know, we've been doing this for so long, Danielle. I don't know what any other job is.
No.
I have a friend who's a tow truck driver, loves it for the fact that, like, he gets paid by a storefront to protect the parking spaces out there. So if you're not parking for that store, he comes in, tows your car.
Do they actually tow you?
Yeah.
The sign says, this parking for Baskin-Robbins only. Does Baskin-Robbins keep an eye on who gets out of the car and where they go?
No, they hire the tow company, and the tow company keeps an eye on it. I have a friend who's a tow truck driver, too, and he loves it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they get paid off of it.
I would like to catch people, bad people doing bad things. Culprits, like the culprit thing. Like catching people accidentally doing something wrong, like a dirty restaurant, I don't take joy in that because I feel like, you know what, teachable moment, give them a pass, let them clean up their act and I'll come back and
see
you later.
Not if there's rats and crap.
I want the intentional people.
So you want to be a police officer?
Yeah. Shoplifters, for instance.
A police officer.
Yeah, you are. Well, no, you were saying police officer.
A lesser police officer.
Meter maid.
Meter person. You citizens arrests all the time?
Someone who...
I want to do that.
Mall security.
You want to be a vigilante, something.
Paul Blart.
Mall cop.
You want to be a mall cop.
Three.
Paul Blart.
I love Paul Blart.
What are you kids doing? Walking around in front of Auntie Anne's room?
I have a question.
What are you doing at Hot Topic?
How much would it cost for them to pay you to do something you hate? Like Brody hates anything green on his plate. What if you got offered a job to test green stuff?
Like you're an onion taster.
So what would it cost to get you to do it?
So many years ago, I worked for a company called Red Robin. They're around the country.
Red Robin.
Yum. Right. And as part of your training, you have to learn how to make all of the things in the prep area.
Yeah.
I had to make guacamole.
Yeah.
What I didn't know was they were going to say, now you need to taste it so you know what good guacamole tastes like.
And you hate
and I
that.
Said, I can't I do that. And they said, you have to know what guacamole tastes like. So I had to do that. I had to put guacamole in my mouth. And I went, oh, great, great. And then the minute he turned around, I spit it out. So I had a job. I had no choice.
Oh, okay.
But that was the only time. No, if I had a job where I wouldn't take a job if I had to do things like that.
I wouldn't take a job where I'd have to spit something out.
Like marriage.
What if they paid you $1 million?
All right, Danielle.
To do something.
Me or Elvis?
I don't know. Danielle, same question then.
Pay me $2 million, I'll swallow.
To taste mayonnaise?
To taste mayo.
No.
You are the mayo tester. No. It's your only job. There's Hellman's. No other job. No.
The chairman of Hellman's called and said they would offer you $1 million to be their mayonnaise taster.
Here's the problem. I couldn't do it. I would get fired. I'd be thrown up all over the plant, the mayonnaise plant.
So if Charlie in the Mayo Factory gives you a gold ticket and says you own the factory, eat the mayo.
$1 million. No, then I shut down the mayo and open the chocolate.
Yeah.
There's no chocolate. No.
He said I own the factory.
Let's say you do hate mayo with a passion.
Oh, gosh, please.
But you inherited from an uncle that you didn't know existed, the Hellman's mayonnaise dynasty.
I hire a lot of people to run it.
See, so you would be a part of mayonnaise.
Yeah, but I'm not eating it.
Okay. But to be worthy to inherit it, you have to eat it.
Nope.
You'd pass up the factory.
I can't do it.
All right.
I would throw up, and I'd be sick and feeling sick all the time.
I know someone in the meat industry who's a vegetarian.
That's okay.
That's tough.
Business is business. But you got to hire people who are passionate about it.
I don't know about
it.
That.
Business
I'm sorry.
Is business.
If you're a vegetarian for reasons like, say, you don't like the cruelty to animals.
It depends on it's the reasoning. Yeah.
But yet you're selling friggin' hamburgers.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't think there's enough money in the world that could make me work within the fur industry.
No.
Like, I couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't do that. You wouldn't be a beaver trader.
Nope.
You know, I was watching.
She is a beaver trader.
There is an incredible, there's an incredible series. It's a documentary series that came out, before 2001. It's about the history of New York City. And they start from the very beginning of, you know, how the Native Americans were here. And then this guy, Hudson, was looking for China. And his boat, he took his ship right up the Hudson River, which is now the Hudson River anyway. And he saw these beavers everywhere. And he said, well, my God, this is kind of a cool harbor this area has here. And then this became like a big Dutch landing where they came in. And it was all beaver traders.
Okay.
They made millions off trading beaver pelts.
Oh, so I can't
do it. There's no beavers in Manhattan anymore. So what happened to the beavers?
We sold them all. Someone's wearing them.
They're wearing them, yeah.
We're wearing a beaver. So back then, I don't think they thought of, you know, beaver, or they didn't think of the fur trade. They didn't think of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're saying
if
I rolled back time, Gandhi,
yes,
and you knowingly knew that you had moved from the year 2019 to the year 16, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they said, well, you got to trade fur from beavers, mm-hmm. and you know that you 2019 Gandhi wouldn't want to do it.
Right.
But then you needed to do it. Would you do it then?
No, I still wouldn't do it. I don't think I could do it. I can't watch an animal suffer for any. I just can't watch
all
it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know it's hypocritical because I do eat meat, but I can't. The fur trade to me is completely different.
You're saying it's too hands-on.
It's too hands-on.
You need to be
it's
like third person removed, then you can eat the beaver.
What about what about the Have an Affair website, AshleyMadison.com?
Oh, my gosh.
There's got to be a lot of people behind that, whether it be building it out and working for the company.
Now, can you be in a happily married situation and at the same time run AshleyMadison.com?
I think you can, because you have to separate business and
it's like that guy,
what your beliefs are.
Joe Francis, remember him? He started Girls Gone Wild and he has a full family. He has daughters and everything.
Right.
And it's the irony of it is, you know, he has a whole family.
Mm-hmm. He was pretty wild there for a while.
Yeah. I don't think everybody in the tobacco industry smokes. You?
No, I don't think so either.
No, they just like to kill people. If I met somebody that worked at Ashley Madison and I was single and they were single, I couldn't date them. Because I would never trust them.
Your principles.
I could never trust
them. Well, no, even if you did trust them, you just don't like that they're making money off people who you wouldn't trust.
Exactly.
I get that.
Could a virgin run the camera for a porn movie?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because the director is telling them what to do.
Because they're not participating.
Okay, could a virgin director?
No, not at all.
Absolutely. They studied other porn. Absolutely they could. How about this? How would you like it if you met someone, you fell in love with them, so happens she or he, they're an escort, and you know what I'm saying? And you actually have a relationship with them, and you know that, tonight, Friday night, they have a quote-unquote date.
Right. Mm. I don't think I could do it. No, I know I couldn't do it.
I know I couldn't do it either.
No,
but I've heard of relationships that do work like that.
Sure. And there are some people who...
Wait. What did Scary say?
I said I could do it. Not be the escort. I could date somebody knowing...
No, I want you to be the escort, Scary.
No. I could date someone knowing that they're going to come back to me at the end of the night.
I would have... Oh, no way.
What kind of faith
That's bull
do I have?
Crap.
What kind of trust and loyalty do I have in my relationship then?
You don't need any trust and loyalty. You know they're out banging somebody else.
Not having sex with.
Oh, no. I'm talking full throttle escort.
Oh, no. I can't do that.
If Robin was out there giving it to somebody else for money.
No, no.
Have you guys seen the Seth MacFarlane movie, A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Yes.
So it's a comedy, but in the movie, there's a couple where she's a hooker and he's the husband. And so he picks her up after she finishes hooking. She comes from upstairs, and they meet in the saloon. So in one particular scene in the movie, she goes, "Oh, honey, one of my regulars would like it, you know, back door next weekend. I'll be able to buy you that birthday present you wanted." He's like, "Oh, that's fantastic." So it was a thing that he was fine with her because she was making a lot of money as a hooker.
You know what I find so most troubling about this story is there's a saloon?
It's an old Western.
Was it one of those half double doors?
No, she's got a petticoat. I mean, it's a
Sarah Silverman.
That's a Western.
I didn't understand the saloon concept.
I'm sorry. Well, I said it's a million ways. So it's a Western.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. A saloon.
All right.
I got to do a back door so I can afford that new...
And he's like, "Oh, that's fabulous,
so I can afford that new player piano you want for your saloon."
You can always just drive for Uber. Save us some money. That seems to be an easier way to handle things.
I had a really good friend when I was in college who was an escort.
Really?
In Washington. And he had a lot of senators and congressmen, and he made a lot of money.
I'm sure.
Wow. And then one day, you know, he realized he just wasn't the young guy anymore, and he quit. He made a lot of money.
Would you be able to date someone who was a former escort?
Depends. Probably.
You think so?
Probably. I don't know. I can't say no because I don't know for sure.
Huh. I think I would still not be able to.
Do you think Alex used to be an escort?
That was where I was going with this.
Okay.
Yes.
He could never do it. He couldn't.
Why?
Alex actually has a fun sex for sale story, but I can't tell it.
It has
to do with the online. It's online.
Okay.
But no, I can't tell it. I can't tell his story.
Okay. In the book.
He has to tell it.
I'll put it in the book. Yeah, let him tell it. He may not want to tell it. So.
Oh, man. Now I really want to just call Alex and be like, "Alex, what's going on?"
No. Moving on. What else?
What's that like to be paid to do it?
No idea.
Why don't you find out?
I've been paid not to do it.
For many years now.
To go away.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't.
By the way, Uncle Johnny got paid to do it, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said he was a bad male escort because he actually bought drinks for the guy supposed to be paying him money. I was like, no. What's that?
I have a question. You have glitter all over your
It's from these decorations in here.
It looks like you've been making out with like a hooker.
I've been making out with a Christmas tree.
You're making out with Kesha.
Yeah, I got
so much glitter on your glitter.
A bush is a bush.
So Danielle, I was actually just looking at you and thinking, how does she have glitter on her mouth?
Yeah, in the same spot.
It's on your mouth too.
Pot calling kettle black.
I didn't know.
It's everywhere. There's glitter everywhere.
Hey, were you making out with a hooker?
You know what?
Maybe Elvis has the glitter on his face from the Cher concert.
Yeah.
It still could be there.
And it's
or Gandhi farted.
Yes, I do.
She farts glitter.
Did you go backstage and meet her? Have you?
No, I didn't.
Have you ever?
I've talked to her on the phone. I would love to interview Cher. I hear she's very complicated. I mean, in a good way. I mean, she's very multidimensional. She's fun to talk to. What are you doing, Danielle?
I'm trying to get the glitter off my face.
You'll never get it off your face.
Years.
It's in this area. I like it. I think it's cute. It adds a little sparkle.
Come lick my face.
I will. I'm sure, Elvis, you know this,
but at some strip clubs, I've heard, in the bathroom, they have de-strip club stuff in the bathroom. So they have like Febreze to get the perfume smell off you, and they have lint rollers to get the glitter off your clothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does a lint roller do
that? That's a good idea.
The bathroom attendant has all the things you need, and also they have like stain stick if you have like lipstick on you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The stain stick and the Febreze might work. There is no contraption in the world that gets all the glitter off you. None.
There's this. Look at this desk. There is glitter all over the desk.
I sort of think this was the sales department giving us a subtle little FU, which I appreciate.
What's that?
Because we complained about the other tree, so they're like, "Cool, we'll fix your tree." Glitter. Everywhere. Bam.
Yeah. A lot of glitter.
I respect that move.
Pretty bad.
I've never been to a strip club. Never? All my friends have.
Never, ever?
Just, I have no dancing clubs? No dancing clubs. No, I mean, I've been to, you know, clubs, but not strip clubs.
I don't
clubs.
Like them.
No, me neither.
There used to be a club like that for guys. Actually, it was typically women, but on, I think, Sunday nights, they'd let guys strip and dance for you and stuff. It was uptown called the 2020 Club or something. It was on 20th Street. And we went a couple of times. It was a lot of fun. But all the guys who were dancing were all Russians.
Oh,
really?
And I think they were all gay for pay. I don't think they were gay at all. Because, I mean, there was nothing sexual going down except they were, like, you know, humping your face and stuff. But
that's not sexual at all.
What's the place you took me to where either. The guys were up on stage dancing in showers?
Oh, they had Splash. Yeah, Splash.
They were taking showers.
Yeah, the guys would take showers.
Nice. In front of you. Great name of a place. So
they closed that down.
Splash.
Because it had been there for many years. Anyway, this has been a weird 15-minute morning show podcast.
The 15-minute morning show.